This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Egyptian mediators said Saturday they are working to reinforce a day-old ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants as officials appeal for a period of calm with a humanitarian aid crisis in Gaza after 11 days of fighting. The ceasefire began before dawn on Friday and is still holding early Sunday morning, enabling officials to start assessing the scale of damage. Despite confrontations between Israeli police and Palestinian protesters at a Jerusalem holy site on Friday, there have been no reports of Hamas rocket launches from Gaza or Israeli airstrikes on the Palestinian enclave during the ceasefire. A senior UN official who toured Gaza on Saturday warned of increased health risks and widespread despair after homes, roads, and other vital infrastructure, including hospitals, were damaged or destroyed. Egyptian delegates have been shuttling between Israel and Gaza since mediating the ceasefire, and on Saturday met Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the occupied West Bank, according to an aide of the Palestinian leader. At least 16 people were killed and five more are missing after extreme weather hit runners taking part in a 100-kilometer cross-country mountain race in China, according to a state news agency. Extreme weather hit the area during the race being held in northwestern Gansu province, the agency said Sunday. As of 3 a.m. local time, 16 people were found dead and the rescue of five missing people is underway, and the race had been halted, the agency said. The People's Daily newspaper gave a slightly different toll of 15 dead with six still missing. This is VOA News. Lava from a volcano that erupted in the Democratic Republic of Congo is reaching the airport in Goma, a volcano expert said on Saturday as the government activated plans to evacuate the city. The lakeside city of about 2 million was thought to be spared earlier, but a new fracture opened up on the volcano and lava is moving south towards Goma. It's one of the world's most active volcanoes, and it erupted in the early evening on Saturday, painting the sky above Goma with a red glow. There are memories of the last eruption in 2002, which killed 250 people and left 120,000 people homeless. Residents Saturday grabbed mattresses and other belongings and fled towards the frontier with neighboring Rwanda. The owner of a container ship that blocked the Suez Canal in March blames the canal authority over its grounding as it fights the holding of the ship and expensive fines. The Ever Given, one of the world's largest container ships, became jammed across the canal in high winds on March 23rd and remained grounded for 6 days, blocking traffic in both directions and disrupting global trade. The vessel has since been held in a lake between two stretches of the canal as the Suez Canal Authority pursues a nearly billion-dollar claim against its Japanese owner. Lawyers for the owner argued Saturday the authority had been at fault for allowing the ship to enter the waterway amid bad weather. Recording from the ship that was presented to the court showed disagreements over whether it should even enter the canal. The ship should have been accompanied by at least two tugboats suitable for the ship's size, but it didn't happen, according to lawyers. Animal rights protesters are blockading four McDonald's distribution centers in the UK, an attempt to get the burger chain to commit to becoming fully plant-based by 2025. Animal Rebellion said Saturday that trucks and bamboo structures are being used at the distribution sites to stop lorries from leaving depots. The group says it intends to remain at the sites for at least 24 hours, causing significant disruption to McDonald's supply chain. It says the protest will affect 1,300 restaurants. And an expert climbing guide said Saturday that a coronavirus outbreak on Mount Everest has infected at least 100 climbers and support staff. His report comes amid official Nepalese denials of a COVID-19 cluster on the world's highest peak. The Austrian climber last week became the only prominent outfitter to halt his Everest expedition. Nepalese mountaining officials have denied there are any active cases this season among climbers and support staff at all base camps for the country's Himalayan mountains. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.